Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Westchester head football coach Bill Zwan, his squad 9-0 and headed to the PSAC championship game on Saturday afternoon. They will take on Slippery Rock for the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference title. And first of all, coach, you were able to wrap up the regular season with a win last week over Lock Haven, took care of business against a Lock Haven team that has struggled. And what were your takeaways from that victory?
Yeah, well, that was a tough game because of where it fell in the schedule. Obviously, the week before, we beat Kutztown for the PSAC East Championship. And then now this week coming up, we have the overall PSAC Championship game. So, you know, the kids were kind of a little bit on a downward spiral after a high game against Kutztown and certainly looking ahead to Slippery Rock. So it was a little bit of catch game in there that I was a little bit concerned about, but our kids did a good enough job, especially on offense. We played really well on offense, which is what we were hoping to do. We're trying to get more receivers involved and in the throwing game because we've been running the ball really well the last couple weeks, but not necessarily throwing the ball that much. We did a really nice job throwing the football. Defensively, we did what we had to do. We probably didn't have our best game of the year defensively, but did what we had to do. We were able to get the young guys in the fourth quarter, get the older guys out. So that's what we were hoping to do. It was a clean game as far as getting the job done and then now moving on to the championship game.
And I know there's obviously still work to do, but to this point, with this schedule and all, this has to be a really satisfying year for you. I mean, especially you had that three-game gauntlet of road games against quality teams, and the kids responded well. You got to be really happy with what you've gotten to this point.
Yeah, I mean, we're undefeated, so it's hard to not be happy about that. Now, of course, there's things that we want to keep getting better at as we hopefully go forward. But, yeah, right now I feel very happy about the way the kids have played, the way they've reacted throughout the season. Their whole approach has been great. They've had a great week of practice this week. Again, their approach this week is really good. So I'm really happy with the way the kids have taken on all of the obstacles they face so far. And I think they just have a really, really good, mature leadership group that has really set the tone for the way we want to take the season on.
Let's talk about Slippery Rock. They are the champions of the West. They come in with just one loss this season. When you first look at them, what's the thing that jumps out? What makes this team so good, so dynamic?
Well, on offense, they have a really great running back, Wes Hills, who's a transfer kid from Delaware, who's just a heck of a football player. And then they have a really good quarterback who transferred in from Valdosta State. And he can both, he's a dual threat like our guy is. He can run with the football and he can throw the football. So they've got a ton of weapons on offense that scare you. You know, luckily we have a pretty good defense, but they're going to be challenged in a lot of different ways. So we've got to play, you know, probably our best defensive effort just to hang around with them. And on the defensive side, they are what you call a downhill attack defense. They come after you, so you have to be able to hold them off. They're pretty good against the run like we are, so I can't imagine we're going to be able to run the ball that well against them. So we're going to have to mix in that passing game, which is why we were working on that last week against Lock Haven. So hopefully we're going to be able to do enough offensively and hold them off defensively. It should be a really good game. It could come down, you know, to the old special teams and turnovers thought process, which a lot of big games come down to. And hopefully we'll play a nice, clean football game and be ready to take them on in the fourth quarter and hopefully, you know, grab a win out there.
Are there one or two things you look at that are just absolutely critical to grabbing this one?
Turnovers. That's our big thing. When we don't turn the ball over, we're a really, really good football team. And especially from a defense standpoint, if we don't turn the ball over and don't give teams field position, it's really hard for teams to move on our defense. So I think that's the number one thing. We need to stay with turnovers. Last year when we played them, they ran a kickoff back and a punt back for a touchdown in a 49-42 win for them. So obviously those special teams errors really hurt us. And we had 17 penalties in that game. So I'm really, really hoping that the officials, you know, treat this like a true championship game and don't throw flags every other play. So I'm really hoping we get a good officiated game also, and hopefully our guys will play, you know, just really as solidly as they can on both sides of the ball.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.